Still here. So I just want to review very briefly these various pieces that I was offering you today. Calm is one step of two steps, in a way. It's often the Buddha talked about two wings of meditation, shamatha practice and vipassana practice, meaning collecting and calming and settling, and then being able to see deeply and clearly, which of course go together. You can't actually see very much when you're all unsettled and jumping around, like the surface of the ocean is all, or the lake where I live is lakes, are all very disturbed. But as it calms down, you can actually see right through the water, you can see reflections really clearly. We can see clearly when there's calm. It's the seeing clearly that actually is what is important in our lives, in changing the quality of our lives and allowing us to become free from confusion and struggle. And so calm is on the way to that. And all of the things I was offering today are to support calming, to help us collect, to gather, to relax, to de-stress, to release the chronic tension in the body, to focus on the sweetness of the energy body as much as we could. All the different things I was suggesting, they're just ways of helping support calming. Being present, you know, being aware of what's going on, the moving of the body, all of these things. And there are more kinds of them. The Buddha taught 40 different things to focus on to help collect our attention. And that was before mantras and candles and, I'm sure, you know, plenty other ones than he didn't teach, like lots of different ways, different visualizations. Yeah, so we're growing in this weekend, focusing today on this gathering and settling and calming. Anybody feel a bit more gathered and settled and calm from this morning? It's been feeling like that in here. Yeah. Some of us will be still all swirling around with something or other, issues going on in our lives, and there's not a lot we can change, and it's often quite slow for the process for the mind to settle down, but yeah, it settles down, it changes, it's helpful. So then tomorrow what we're going to focus on is, with a little bit more of a calmed down mind, we're going to learn some ways. I won't tell you too much what we're going to do tomorrow. And I heard myself in the last group, I'm getting tired. I've been talking a lot all day. But focusing on what really is precious, what is really important, what is really valuable for all of us, what things matter, and tuning into some of that, that our day-to-day life just get lost, you know, in the shuffle, get pushed to the side, get to the bottom of the list. Yeah, that's kind of the main thing I wanted to say. Yeah. 10 minutes. Two questions. Anybody got a question? Anything you want me to clarify before you go for the end of the day? Just checking, please. Hi.
Hi. My name's Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Any ideas about tonight?
Thank you. Yes, I was going to do that anyway, but I may as well answer you. So my recommendation is to hold this as a two-day retreat. It really, I already said it earlier in the day, don't make big breaks in what you're doing. Like, to have this sense of flowing along, being present, it works the best. It's not just that I'm telling you should do it. It's that if you do keep being present, all the dots start joining up, and then you have a momentum of being present. If you don't, and you let yourself get scattered and distracted and go off and do something completely different, then you've got to start at the beginning again. Whereas if you keep going gently, being in your body, being quieter, being present, then it's easier to keep going, and the whole thing gains in momentum. It does it for you much easier. And so if you think of that during your meditation, when you've got a few hours together like this, think of it as a retreat too. Then don't do something completely different tonight. Don't go crazy and partying and get stoned or whatever, like you might do. Just stay mellow, stay relatively sensitive, don't talk too much. And then you'll find access to what we're doing here is more available to you tomorrow, and it'll sustain you through the day. So that's my suggestion. It's just a suggestion. Of course, you're going to do what you're going to do. Just it's easier that way. That's the one thing I would say. Is there any other clarification before we leave as far as meditating? Anything that's... Yes, please.
You were offering the energy body as a way of collecting and calming.
Mm.
Can you talk a little more about that?
It's practicing. It's an aspect of our experience to get familiar with. We've all have it, and we all, you know, it's just a matter of tuning in. And for some people, we're already tuned into that, and some people have never even thought about it before. And so, I don't know for you, but making that be another way of being aware, self-aware, connected, present, in, you know, however it may be, however sketchy it may be, or in one particular part of it, whether it's excited or calm, or and just becoming familiar with that as a reference, as a home base. So it isn't just the physical being embodied, it's being embodied with how it is here in this body. And using that as a reference, really, as a familiar foundation for home base.
I've been kind of finding it helpful to say, just sense whole body.
Yeah.
It's kind of amorphous.
Yes.
It doesn't have specific characteristics.
No. Yes. Great. Yeah, that's great. Play around. I mean, there's no right way to do any of this. It's, you know, you have to explore for yourself. That's one of the attitudes that I think is very, very important in all of this, is we have to make it our own exploration. And it's like art. You know, we do our own art, and everyone's going to do it like different. This is not how you paint a house, you know. This is, you do it that way, or with these tools. And so by experimentation and exploration, it's playful, it's interesting, it engages you, it's authentic, it means something to you. You know, if you just take on someone else's, you download someone else's way, it's not going to actually resonate fully. And so that's the same with everything. It's really the same in meditation. So explore in this particular, if I've offered you something that's, you know, not, you're not, you know, it's new to you, explore it and see how you can relate to that and if that's helpful. So that's, yeah, that's all. Smorgasbord. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So what I'd like to do to end our day, and I always do this, is to just have a little reference for a few moments about your day. You've been here. You've settled down. You've admitted to that you've calmed down somewhat. In doing that, you're maybe a little more centered, maybe a little more soft, maybe a little more connected, less preoccupied, less worried. I'm putting words into your head, I know, but in your own way, you know something has shifted in you somewhat. And maybe in that, there's a little more care for other beings, maybe a little more care for yourself, a little more wisdom, a little more consciousness. And with the consciousness, there's more care. There's always a little more goodness available to us. So that's the shift that's been going on in your own way because of your hours of being here and keeping on patiently, being neurotic and getting lost and showing up and being present and being embodied again and again. It changes us in subtle ways. That changing means that how we continue as we move out of here and go on about our life will be benefited. We'll be a little more grounded, a little more patient, a little more respectful maybe, a little less clumsy and selfish and ridiculous. Which means that everyone and every little being, little whatever beings, will benefit. It's not, we can't keep it to ourselves. We don't just come here and change inside ourselves and then be isolated. How we were in the world was a certain way this morning, and as a result of a few hours of quiet, how we're going to be is going to be a little more beneficial. And yay, the world is going to say thank you. We do it deliberately. We do it knowingly that this is what we're contributing differently, vibrationally, a little more sweetly, happily, gently, nicely, politely, even courteously. And that's lovely to remember. This is a way of sharing the goodness that we all want to participate in. We want to receive it. We want to be able to share it. And so it's helpful. We dedicate our day of practice so that there is a little more courtesy and lightness and forgiving and all good things. So it's a great reflection after some practice. It's a good reflection before we practice, but it's a great one after we've had a period like that. May our immediate engagement in our world benefit from our efforts, which it will, no question. We can't keep this stuff to ourselves. We're not, in fact, islands, you know, inside our little plastic skins. We're vibrational beings, and we're all affecting each other. It's a good thing to remember. Okay. Who here, is anybody or who of you know you're not going to be able to come back tomorrow? There's one or two of you, only a couple of you. Would you, those who are pretty sure that will happen, come so I can just have a word with you before you go? Otherwise, do you need to say a few things, Carrie-Anne, about people leaving things here and stuff? Carrie-Anne, you're not Carrie-Anne.
Please do feel free to leave any personal belongings behind. The building will be locked up and everything should be here for you in the morning. And just to help coordinate rides, is there anybody who's wishing for some assistance getting home this evening? Wonderful. I think that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Sheena, her name. This is Sheena, not Carrie-Anne. I'm the world's worst name person. You all know that. Okay, so I'd like to thank you for your being here and for your quietness and focus and intention. So it's lovely, and thank you for being able to listen to me so I get to share the Dharma, because I love doing this. Thank you. See you in the morning.